And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Hey, by the way, I'll tell you who else is saving their portion of the world, and that's the folks at Southern Immediate Care. Southern Immediate Care, one of our sponsors here on the show, is a chain of clinics that like has a huge presence all across our listening area, like places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, like five locations around the Birmingham area. I think the two newest ones were Chelsea and Hoover. But yeah, Southern Immediate Care, y'all, these folks are open 7 days a week. I mean, think about that, first of all. How awesome is that? 7 days a week. You wake up on a Saturday morning, the kid's got a fever. What do? Southern Immediate Care. You don't wait till Monday. And yeah, they can see all ages. Pediatric to geriatric is what I always say. Southern Immediate Care. Listen, I use them personally. I do. And it's not because they advertise on the show. I asked them to advertise because I've been using them. And I was so satisfied with their work. I mean, every time I've walked into a Southern Immediate Care facility, it's always clean, professional, friendly. I just feel like I'm getting what I, you know, need, and they're there for you. So you need medical attention, Southern Immediate Care. Look online, find the location nearest to you, head on in, and oh, by the way, do me the favor of telling them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I would appreciate that. Southern Immediate Care. Several text messages. Jay from Hartsel talking about last night's debate says you can dress a turd up and call it a milk dud, but it's still a turd. Newsom is a fake. Put that on a t-shirt. Doman from Harvest says Newsom is a comfortable liar. Well, okay, there you go. Frank from Madison says the 1960 Nixon-Kennedy debate, those who listened to it on the radio said Nixon won easily. Those who watched it on TV, even though it was black and white and not real sharp, said Kennedy was the winner. Interesting. I was not born, but okay, interesting. Joe from Birmingham correcting me or helping me connect to the words I needed a minute ago, graphic novel. Devin from Brownsboro says, I loved how every time DeSantis called something radical last night, he then explained why it was radical. He wasn't just up there blowing smoke. He really took it to Newsom. See, people who watched it, that's the general sense, I think. Roy from Hartsel says, that wasn't Hunter's blow yet. It was left for him. Oh, meaning there was a collaboration effort. And then Lee from Huntsville just chimed in and says, wouldn't it be crazy if we wound up with DeSantis versus Newsom in a presidential election? It's possible. It's very possible. Very possible. By the way, Brian from Huntsville wants to know if you can put lipstick on a turd. Well, Brian, I've never actually tried. I don't recommend it.
Yeah, that's I'd stay away from that.
just saying.
Maybe try that while you drink your fly larva milk.
Oh my gosh, you went there again. I'm trying to forget that. I mean, how many times did I say it yesterday? And now I just like
too many.
Oh my gosh, I was telling somebody about that last night. I had to stop by an event after the show, and I mentioned that. The whole group's just standing there staring at me like, "What? That's awful." I said, "I know." All right, I'm going to kick off this dipper. We'll talk about it after the break. But listen, the Bidenomics bust is what I'm calling it. The Bidenomics. Have you noticed that maybe in the last week or so, they stopped doing quite as many Bidenomics is awesome speeches because it's really not resonating well, like maybe at all. It's pretty much an epic fail. Like, why did you take the thing that everybody can look at their grocery bill and tell's not working and then try to tell us it's working? Not a good play. Well, we're starting to see the trickle-down effects of the Biden economy in a lot of ways because, y'all, economics trickles both ways. You got trickle down, you got trickle up. Things that happen at the grassroots level are coming back up to the top. So, story here that I pulled off of local news up in Illinois. On Thursday, yesterday, Congresswoman Nikki Brzezinski, a Democrat from Illinois, is now demanding answers as to whether or not the Granite City Works facility owned by U.S. Steel is shutting down in violation of the law. Basically, what she's saying was, they're unionized, and you didn't give them the proper warnings. Okay, what looks like it's about to happen is Granite City Works in Granite City, Illinois, is shutting down a plant, and up to 1,000 people are about to lose their jobs. You know why? Because they're a steel plant that relied upon the auto industry. You know what happened? The United Auto Workers went on an extended strike and shut down their need to produce steel. Guess what that means? They went way behind their margins, so much so that U.S. Steel had to decide what they could sustain. And it looks like they're not going to sustain Granite City. This is Bidenomics. Biden encourages the unionization, encouraged the strikes at the UAW, and now like what's happening in other places. How do you like it now, folks? Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, the Bidenomics bust. More on that in a minute. We'll be right back. Hey, all you Right Side ruffians out there, you are listening to Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, and just plain right. Just y'all covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, Alabama. Yeah. And I mean, like, we send this show way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. I'm gonna take this a little further on this, this whole Bidenomics bust thing. So I got an article here that I pulled off of Fox Business. It dated November 2nd. Keep in mind, I just read you one a moment ago from local news in Illinois that was dated yesterday. Actually, you know what? It's dated, yesterday. So the one from Fox Business right at 30 days ago says the United Auto Workers' strike against Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis could be over now that the union has reached tentative deals with each of Detroit's big three, but the new labor costs incurred by automakers may be felt by consumers down the road. You think? Says the work stoppage cost the industry billions of dollars, and the big three all ratified record contracts with the union in order to get production lines running again. Each of the major U.S. automakers agreed to increase their union workers' pay by 25% over the next 4.5 years, along with cost of living adjustments that Consumer Reports says are going to push employee pay hikes to upwards of 33% above their current levels. 33% pay increase. 33. Then the article says, that's a steep increase in labor costs, but some experts say only time will tell whether the raises will amount to higher vehicle prices. Of course they're going to result in higher vehicle prices. Like, that has to be one of the stupidest lines I've ever seen written in a Fox Business article. But, coming right on the heels of that 30 days later, because of the amount of time that the UAW had them on strike and everything shut down, you're looking at U.S. Steel shutting down an entire plant and upwards of 1,000 people losing their jobs forever. That's big deals. If you remember, by the way, was it yesterday that I did the segment where I called it Green Cash Equals Green Crash? I was talking about how much money the Biden administration, with the help from their Democrat friends in the House and Senate, have been throwing at the Green New Deal, and how much of it is now crashing. We're watching wind and solar projects being canceled in a big, big way. We're watching, you know, the EV market, the electric vehicle market, just cascading right now. And all that to say, it's because of the Biden economy in part. Now, part of it is because they tried to create the false market I talked about yesterday, but the other part is because Bidenomics has got interest rates so high that these projects he's been touting, we're going to throw money at it, it's going to be great, it's going to clean up the world, whoop, whoop, except they can't do it because the Biden economy is crushing the supply chain and, oh, by the way, the interest rates. His own agenda is getting thwarted right now by his Bidenomics. Apparently Fox News, I had, Investopedia and others here, but Fox has got another one on my list, so let me just grab it right now. The American economy continues to stumble along, story here from November 16th, doing better than expected at the macro level, but still hurting Americans at the micro level. It says inflation continues to loom large, despite October's numbers beating Wall Street expectations, but interest rates are at near record high levels, the housing market's a train wreck, and credit card debt is at all-time highs. Yet for some reason, it says, the Biden administration continues to give speeches touting the strength of the economy, touting Bidenomics, and it is not resonating with voters. A recent poll shows that just 2% of voters in six battleground states said the economy was excellent. 2%. 2%. That's like, okay, that's an epic fail right there. I could, you know, put something like, you know, some heinous crime on there. Do you favor mass murder? I'd get more than 2%.
Isn't that just a rounding error?
Yeah, that's right. You exaggerate. You know what? You bring up a point because most of these polls, the margin of error is usually plus or minus 2.5 to 3%. So basically, they could be a negative. They could be a negative right now. It says more than half of voters under 30, is Hispanics and women and people in every income bracket, say they trust former President Donald Trump to handle the economy better than Biden. I would say yes. And inflation continues to remain higher than the Fed's goals. So what I'm saying is this. Bidenomics is a huge bust, like a huge bust. And it is having impacts throughout the economy. So it is forced, the Bidenomics has forced its way down through the system, but it is now coming back up. As Bidenomics forced things down, like, you know, hey, union workers, we encourage you to strike. Go against the big man. Guess what's happening? Other plants are shutting down and losing workers. Or how about this one? We have what one article here from Fox Business calls a great trucking recession. Well, what does that mean? It says America's trucking industry is in a dire state. It's bad news for the American economy because it serves as an indicator of the mood of consumers and their pocketbooks. It says post-pandemic, there has been a surplus of trucks and drivers compared to the amount of freight that needs transporting. As the lockdown spending slowed, the cost of living continues to rise. More truckers are fighting for the same load. It results in a dogfight between truckers and trucking companies. And so one guy who's basically he's big in the trucking industry, he says, quote, everybody's calling this the great trucking recession, and it's true because all the trucking companies right now are in dark times. Yellow Corporation, which is a big trucking company, Yellow Corporation just filed Chapter 11, laying off 30,000 employees. 30,000 employees. Convoy Inc., a Seattle-based trucking startup that was valued by investors at $3.8 billion, just shut down. And oh, by the way, this is all because of the Biden economy. So when your supply chain is that jacked up, the people who haul the supplies are feeling the impact.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crushing the industry right now.
So back in 2008, there were actually a lot of folks, the value of a big rig got so low that retirees in the RV world would go out and buy a big rig because they could get them at half the price of buying a one-ton dually and jazz them up and tow their RV around with them because the trucks were worth so little because the freight was not there.
Wow.
Big deal.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, last one I got. Just as long as I'm depressing you on a Friday afternoon. By the way, I'm going to end this. I got a fun story we're going to end on. But this one, Bidenomics. Story came out from Fortune magazine November 10th. The cracks in the housing market are growing larger as sellers are slashing their prices, says Redfin. Redfin is, of course, one of the largest realty companies in the nation. Says after more than a year of deteriorated affordability that's priced out so many would-be buyers, their luck would be reversing as more and more cracks are visibly forming within the housing market. So it was a seller's market for a while. During Trump, it was a seller's market. I do a lot of real estate work at my law firm. It was a seller's market. I mean, you could say, I'm putting the house on the market. In places like Huntsville, you could put a house on the market and have a bidding war by that afternoon and probably wind up getting 10% more than what you had asked within a day or two of putting it on the market. They were selling so fast. Interest rates were, I was seeing rates, sometimes you had to buy your points, but I was seeing rates in the twos occasionally, mostly in the threes. Which, by the way, here we are now. Good luck getting one, you know, in the sixes. They've been in the sevens and eights, depending on your credit. It's an unreal market right now. So all of a sudden, what's happening is sellers are going, oh, crap, I wish I'd sold 3 years ago. And they can't. And so now they're having to lower their price. So now suddenly it's a buyer's market, except buyers are hampered by lending rates. Selling prices are coming down. Lending rates are going up. Buyers and sellers can't find their happy spot. The housing market is suffering right now. This story says nearly 7% of home sellers dropped their asking price in the 4 weeks ending in November 5th, the highest share on record, according to Redfin. That's awful. Sky-high prices and what seems to be higher-for-longer mortgage rates are now to blame. Home prices rose substantially during the pandemic, and the average 30-year fixed rate is now more than doubled, making it increasingly difficult for the average person to buy a home. So that's Bidenomics, y'all. So when Bidenomics crushes the economy, the supply chain disrupts, trucking industry feels it, UAW goes on strike, steel plants then have to close down. All of this, by the way, was encouraged by the Biden administration, remember? When he's out there in solidarity, remember that? In solidarity with the UAW. Well, go ask the folks at U.S. Steel in Granite City, Illinois, how they feel about that now. And then when Bidenomics says, we're gonna throw money at it and flush money out into the economy, and yet supply is not able to meet sudden cash flow, you have inflation. When inflation goes up, the Fed realizes they have to do something, so they start raising rates to try and cool inflation. Next thing you know, the rates are going up. Well, that crushes the housing market. Now people can't sell their houses because buyers can't afford the lending. The whole thing's a freaking mess. You can just tell that Biden has never run a business in his entire life. Never. That's one of the reasons why Trump's policies, whether you like his personality, Trump's policies drove the economy, because that man knows how to run a business, or three.
Yeah. The tough part is, or whoever's out there saying that the economy's good, I don't know what world they're living in.
No, they've not bought bacon in a while.
No.
Bacon. Yeah. 17% higher than it was 2 years ago.
It's crazy. So
take me to a break, Brother Butters. We'll do that right now. We'll come right back, and I'm going to end on a lighter note because that was just freaking depressing. Bidenomics, 2024 can't get here fast enough, man. I'm just saying. God help us if Gavin Newsom's the president, though. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.